content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Aniko Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the October issues of both 17 magazine as well as Glamour magazine. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, welcome back. We have a lot of really awesome articles, and I think I'm going to start off right now with my view of the country. This is from 17 Magazine October issue. Two girls share their thoughts on what makes them hopeful, what makes them fearful, and why they wish people were more open-minded, as told to Andrea Stanley. The first girl, Maddie Carr. She is 14, from Bloomington, Illinois. She is quoted to say, "I am so scared about the direction our country is headed, because I feel like the planet is in real trouble. I live in a very conservative area, and my peers are always making fun of my liberal feminist political beliefs. Having a different opinion should be okay, but unfortunately, expressing my views has been hard, and the negativity has me feeling really irritated and upset. We aren't listening to opposing perspectives. The F word. After the president was elected, it seemed like being a feminist became a bad thing to a certain group of people. I do believe that girls should have the same rights that guys do, but being a feminist does not mean that I'm against those who aren't feminists, or that we can't join forces to create change. In fact, I wish everyone would stop viewing people only as a label, and instead of attacking each other, we try to make the world better as one. I'd especially like to see that happen in terms of the environment. Hot topic. I'm so scared about the direction our country is headed because I feel like the planet is in real trouble. Humans do so many things to hurt the environment. We need to protect this place we call home, but we pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord. I understand that religious beliefs or one's personal view of the world can influence how you feel about certain issues. But for something like climate change, it's about science and facts. And yet I don't feel like this administration sees it that way. I worry that if we wait to take action, it will be too late to reverse the damage we've done to the earth. We should all care about the things that will affect every single one of us. To help, I became part of a girls' leadership group that gave me the opportunity to talk to members of Congress about the environment. I've also pushed my dad to think about how much paper he uses in his company. Common ground. I know things can change for better, so I try to keep an open mind and stay positive. I even agree with those who think the current administration will keep us safe from terrorists. But the next few years will be easier if we all realize that in a lot of ways, we're the same and better off when we come together." And then we have Grace Chung from Porter Ranch, California. She's 17, and she is quoted to say, "The focus on job creation makes me confident that I'll have a good opportunity to be successful. On the day of the presidential election, I stayed up all night to watch the news, and when the result was announced, I felt so hopeful. All of the promises that I'd heard during the campaign about social issues and foreign policy actually had the chance to become a reality. From where I stand, I'm excited for the changes ahead. I feel like this administration is going to create jobs. I'm going to be heading off to college next year and starting a career shortly after. So the focus on job creation makes me confident that I'll have a good opportunity to be successful. I also very much align with the current administration's stance on immigration. I know it's a controversial issue, but I come from a family of immigrants who arrived here legally from South Korea. Entering the U.S. legally is a long and hard process, and I'm hoping that it gets shorter and easier. But I think allowing people to come here illegally is letting them cheat the system. Then taxpayer money goes to help those who don't follow the rules. Not here for the drama. I know that not everything happening right now is perfect. While I think this last election got more people involved in the political process, sadly, I feel like many of them contributed only negative rhetoric instead of trying to do something positive. I'm a conservative-leaning teen living in a liberal state, and I've been called names and harassed about my views. When I spoke at a local high school convention about political brutality, I was actually worried about my physical safety after another conservative speaker had to leave the stage with security. Beyond politics, I wish people who didn't agree with my opinions didn't think of me as a hateful person. I am intelligent and informed and have researched the topics to find what aligns with what I believe. That may be different than what matters to you. But it's okay to agree to disagree. Okay, let's mellow out a bit with some body and health. Get your posture on point. Standing up straight is clutch for feeling more confident and energized. Yoga teacher and Instagram fave Dana Falsetti shows you a few simple moves to get you out of any slump. All right. Number one, mountain pose helps after being stuck in a desk all day. Stand with your feet hip distance apart while drawing your navel in toward your spine. With hands by your sides and palms facing out, move your shoulders back while lengthening your body and standing tall. Close your eyes and focus your attention on your breath, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take 5 to 10 breaths. You can do this while seated too. I hope you're doing these while I'm telling you. All right, number two, child's pose helps after hunching over your computer or phone. A. Start on all fours with knees apart and toes touching together. Come on, go down, go do it. As you inhale, press firmly through your right arm and raise your left arm toward the sky, gazing up. B. On an exhale, cross your left arm under your chest. Lower your upper body by walking your right arm forward. Your left arm should extend out and under your right shoulder. Press into your right hand. Stay for 3 to 5 breaths. On an inhale, return your right hand to under your right shoulder. Then reach your left arm up toward the sky. Return to all fours on an exhale. Repeat on the opposite side. Do 5 to 10 breaths on each side. 3. Cat-cow pose helps after carrying a heavy backpack. A. Start on all fours with hands under your shoulders, fingers spread, and knees hip distance apart. Keep your neck neutral and long. On an inhale, drop your belly down as you lift your sitting bones, chest, and gaze outward. B. On an exhale, press strongly through your arms as you draw your navel to your spine, rounding your back and gazing down. Return to start. Repeat for 10 to 15 breaths. 4. Forward fold helps after steadying in an awkward position. Standing tall, inhale, then exhale as you bend your knees and gently fold forward with a flat back. With your hands, reach for opposite elbows. If your back rounds, don't worry about straightening your legs. Instead, keep a deep bend in your knees. With practice, you can slowly begin to straighten your legs more and more. Take 5 to 10 breaths. And finally, 5. Locust pose helps after any slouching situation. Lie on your belly with your arms by your sides and palms facing up. Engage your body by drawing your feet and legs toward each other. Inhale, then exhale as you lift your head, chest, arms, legs, and feet. Your belly and pelvis should stay rooted to the ground. Reach back through your fingertips and, if possible, interlace your hands while drawing your shoulders back and down. Gaze slightly forward, keeping your neck long. Slowly release back to the floor on an exhale. Repeat for 5 to 10 breaths. Stretch it out. While each of these can help with posture, they're also great anytime. All right, and after some good posture positions and maybe some exercise, it's time for breakfast. Easy, healthy recipes that will fire up your body and brain, even when you're in a hurry. All right, this is from the September-October 17 magazine. Good to go if you have 0 minutes. Your goal for any breakfast? Have it include protein and fiber. The combo gets your energy going, says Bridget Zetlin, RD, that's a registered dietitian, at BZ Nutrition in New York, New York. In a super rush to get out the door, grab a cup of dry whole grain cereal, string cheese for protein, and fresh fruit. The kind you bite right into, think apples or berries, has the highest amount of fiber. Yum. All right, if you have 5 minutes, done in a flash, make French toast while you wash your face. The pairing of whole wheat and egg will prevent you from getting hangry before lunch. Coat the inside of a mug with a tablespoon of butter, then fill it with 2 slices of whole wheat bread. Cut into cubes, 1 egg, 1/4 cup milk, a large pinch of sliced almonds, and a few dark chocolate chips. Microwave it for 90 seconds and voila, it's finished. If you have 10 minutes, make it up. Eggs are one of the best sources of protein and they also contain choline, which helps boost brain power, Zetlin says. If you have a few minutes to stand at the stove, whip up this delicious alternative to a greasy breakfast sandwich. Fry an egg, then wrap it up in a whole wheat tortilla with some sliced avocado, a great source of omega-3 fatty acids, which fight inflammation. And finally, if you're in no rush, sleep. Then serve overnight oats, which get yummy in a fridge or a slow cooker, are an amazing source of the nutrients you need and a good option if you need a meal you can take with you. There are tons of recipes online, but one that calls for almond butter, hey, protein, is a smart choice. The nut spread, which is rich in omega-3, will also help improve cognition, Zetlin says. Our next story is entitled, When Beauty Is Your 9-to-5. 2 million people, many of them women, work in the beauty industry, some in jobs you didn't even know existed. Career inspiration. The hijab-friendly salon owner, Most of Huda Qushi's covered Muslim clients are wary of unisex salons since women can't be seen without their hijabs by men outside their family. She can relate. While she was getting her hair cut once, a man walked into the salon and Qushi scrambled to cover her head. She was then taken to a cramped back room to finish her cut. To spare clients that drama, she used to lug suitcases of tools across New York City to their homes for appointments. But in January, Qushi, 37, found a better solution. She opened Le Jemalik, the city's first woman-only salon catering to hijab-wearing clients in the Bay Ridge section of Brooklyn. She offers typical salon services, bridal hair and makeup, waxing, facials, and specialties like henna and halal nails, breathable polish that can be worn while praying. And all women are welcome, regardless of faith. Her Make Women Comfortable MO? My shop has a separate lobby so men can come in to wait, then two doors lead into the main salon. As soon as covered women walk in those doors, their scarves come off with no worries. Her message to the haters? People ask, why do you style your hair if you're going to smush it under that hijab? There's no difference in doing covered hair. I've done bright colors like purple and teal and platinum. We do our hair to please ourselves. Her biggest business challenges? A bank teller wouldn't open a business account for me when she saw my scarf. I get through those moments with God. I'm a proud Yemeni Muslim woman, and I'm teaching my 13-year-old daughter that she can do anything. Her advice on salon access? I tell covered women to find a solely appointment-based salon for privacy, to avoid unexpected situations like a man walking in. Always communicate your needs to a stylist. You deserve beauty, too. All right, and the next one, the diversity championing chemist. 100 decisions go into creating foundation, and people like Johan Richard, 44, a New Jersey lab manager in global research and development for beauty giant Coty, power the process. As a woman of color, she is personally invested in making sure the shades of CoverGirl's and Rimmel's new foundation lines are as inclusive as possible. She channels her own experience. My mom, aunt, and cousins always struggled with foundation. Having darker complexions, we find a lot of common ingredients look really ashy on our skin. She found her calling. I love science and the challenge of chemically developing something and expressing myself through beautiful products. So seeing it all come together in this industry is really great. When I started as a lab technician 20 years ago, I realized there was a reason for makeup being cakey and ashy. Light bulbs started going off, and I found ways around it. Ingredients you can use and ratios you can play with. Other chemists would see me make my own foundation and go, wow, that looks great. And I would say, yeah, we should make it. Eventually, we did. She found diversity in data. If you line up my cousins in a row, you'll see there are a lot of shades in between caramel and deep mocha. Looking at this forced the company to reconsider the skin tones of our consumers. We've spent the past few years getting that data and realizing there are gaps that need to be filled. Her advice for finding your shade? Put the foundation bottle against the inside of your forearm. If the color looks yellow, that means you need something more neutral or cool. If it looks super pink, you need something more golden. And if you're in between two shades, pick the deeper one. and finally, the cold weather beauty queen. Shamari Garrett, 21, always loved makeup, but Alaskan jobs in the field are few and far between. Then a chance drive by the Ulta store in Anchorage presented an opportunity. Her boyfriend pointed it out and suggested she apply for the job there. She did and ended up landing an esthetician position. Now, as one of the country's youngest Ulta managers, Garrett spends her days helping people get confident. She knows her customers. Where they're coming from, it's the woods and the wilderness. There isn't much beauty exposure or keeping up with trends here. It's a lot of customers' first time seeing makeup like this. Ulta has over 500 different lines, tons more than other stores here have. A lot of them want to wear lashes, but can't have super dramatic ones if they're in the military. I'll show them an eyeshade palette like Tarte's Tartlet in Bloom Clay Palette, which is natural looking, but they can also spice it up if they want to go out after work. Her best cold weather skin tips? It's so dry here that the air sucks out all the moisture in our skin, so I recommend putting moisturizer on at least twice a day. I'm oily, and I love the First Aid Beauty Skin Rescue Oil-Free Mattifying Gel Moisturizer. If you have dry skin, I would try something with hyaluronic acid, like Clinique's Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief. Sheet masks are great, and the moisture can't evaporate because of that physical layer. So your skin gets all these benefits. And drink a lot of water. I aim for 3 bottles a day. And we have another article on beauty. This is what a beauty icon looks like. Trailblazing ballet star Misty Copeland has landed a major beauty campaign, and here's why that matters. And she says, I've struggled with not fitting the mold even before ballet, says Copeland, 35. Misty Copeland has this way of making things look easy. Arriving at her glamour shoot, with a sunny energy and a wide beaming smile, she instantly makes everyone feel as if she is just one of us. Then the second she steps in front of the camera, boom! You realize you're in the room, who you're in the room with. Here is a prodigy who started dance at the advanced age of 13, then became the first African-American principal dancer at the American Ballet Theater, one of the top companies in the world. A woman who was a muse to and collaborator with Prince, and is an author, a diversity advocate, and an idol to young dancers everywhere. She's petite, 5'2", but has the effortless strength of an athlete, something that comes across as she nails every move for our photos and video on the first try. Watch her beauty hacks on glamour.com/lipstick. And while she's humble about her own beauty, she's big on playing cheerleader to others. Listen in as she talks about challenging conventions and how her new role as the face of Estee Lauder Modern Muse fragrance helps her do it. Glamour. Let's go back. How did you find confidence as a young dancer? Misty Copeland. It took me a while to understand that the classical ballet field is so much about what you look like, and also to accept that it's okay to be different. I don't need to look like every ballerina that's come before me. As a young person, I wish I had more examples of success through people who look like me, showing me that brown skin is beautiful. I've been able to discover beauty on my own terms. Glamour. Whom have you looked up to along the way? Misty Copeland. Veronica Webb, the first African-American model to land a major beauty contract with Revlon in 1992. She was one of the first groundbreaking black women I met early in my career. She set an example that there were endless opportunities no matter where you came from. Glamour. Have you always been into beauty? Misty Copeland. My mother loved makeup. She never left the house without full mascara and red lips. But as a child, I never wanted to stand out. The most I wore up until high school was clear mascara. I didn't really discover makeup until I became a dancer, and I still don't wear much when I'm not working. But I've always been a big perfume person. It's something I put on before I step into rehearsal or onto the stage. I think it's nice for my partner to smell something beautiful, and it has kind of just become a part of this ritual of my preparing to go on stage. Glamour. When do you feel most beautiful now? Misty Copeland. On stage, when I'm able to really become the characters. Something about all that hard work and history makes me feel beautiful. It's not that I feel ugly in my everyday life. It's just not my goal to be beautiful. Glamour. So what motivated you to do a cosmetic campaign? Misty. It's important for women to see themselves represented in every hue and every shape with different careers and different paths. You don't have to have plastic surgery. You don't have to be stick thin and starve yourself to be beautiful. I feel like I represent a lot of people, and I want to encourage people to love themselves and accept who they are. All right, we're going to end with some Real Girl School Tips from the 17 Magazine September-October issue. The alarm clock is back, womp. But these ideas can help. Every night, I spend 10 minutes cleaning my room so it doesn't get super messy. And I make a to-do list for the next day. It helps make the morning less chaotic. And that's from Natalie, who's 16 and lives in Chicago. I make it a point never to study alone. I found that hearing other people's answers helps me understand the material better. And that's from Kelsey, who is 16 and lives in Nashville, Tennessee. And finally, I try to schedule my hardest classes for the morning. That's when my brain is freshest. I also study for my most difficult finals first. And that's from Harley, who is, again, 16, in New Palestine, Indiana. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Aniko Gal, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.